More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. How do you teach critical thinking for high school students? How do you go beyond just a grade on a paper or a test and actually teach kids how to think through real-world problems and experiences? At the Sage School in Haley, students are about to put on what's called the Feast. It's the defining project of their journey through the school, and it incorporates everything from studying the American food system, Idaho agriculture, soil science, food justice, finances, and ecosystems. And this year's feast happens Thursday, and here to tell us more is teacher Amy Morrison and two of the students involved, Tristan Bowa and Sarah Leidecker. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Nice to be here.
So, Amy, let me begin the conversation with you. Can you explain the process behind the feast and the goal of this project?
Sure. So these students that are in 10th and 11th grade here at the Sage School, in their human ecology course this year, they're focusing on modern systems. And so they've spent a lot of time looking at the American food system, the agricultural system here in Idaho, and also on energy systems. So kind of through all of that learning, it's led up to this final project. And the project basically is they'll be putting on a dinner, farm-to-table dinner, for around 120 guests, and taking everything that they've learned throughout the year and finding how can they present that to our community and how can they make choices through this event to kind of highlight the things that they've found to be important and meaningful in their studies. And I'll let them tell you a little more about it, but they really make all the decisions for this event, starting from how many people will be there, what the ticket prices are, what they will serve, what farms they'll buy the food from, really everything.
So Amy, before I get to Tristan and Sarah, can you, let's go back to the beginning of the school year, because the year starts, because you start the year with some field trips, right? So where do you take the students and what are they learning out in the field?
Yeah, so we take the students, we travel around Southern Idaho for about 2 weeks, camping and visiting all types of farms and agricultural facilities. We go to Simplot Land and Livestock, King's Crown Organics, Wild Spaces Farm, AgroPure, Betancourt Dairy, Falls Brand, Independent Meats, Ironwood Mycology, Itty Bitty Farms, to name just a few. But they're really looking at what are the differences, what kind of practices are these different producers using. They're looking at how do these farms interact with their communities? What do they do for soil regeneration? Really just kind of taking things that if they were to learn those things back here at school in a classroom, just wouldn't have the same kind of meaning to them.
Mm-hmm. So Tristan and Sarah, let me bring you into the conversation. And Sarah, let me start with you. What do you think has been the biggest thing that you have studied or learned this year to prepare for the feast?
This year has been really fascinating to sort of explore food in all its forms and just like a very deep way. And I think biggest for me, I'm on the marketing and event education committee for the feast. So I've been really focusing on that aspect, getting ready for it. This feast is a fundraiser. So we chose as a class, the Sun Valley Institute for Resilience, which is a local nonprofit here in the Valley that has really connected with our curriculum a lot this year. We've worked with them on a few different assignments or just community action projects, like their regional asset map. And then even on our field studies to start off the year, we interacted with recipients of their Impact Idaho program, which is a low interest or zero interest grant or loan program that helps small farms get off their feet and really give back to the community. So that's been really interesting for me to sort of incorporate more into the feast of not only learning, oh, this is where my food comes from, this is why it matters, this is why local food matters, but, oh, I have been at this farm, I've met these people, I've talked about their soil health practices and what science they use and what sort of things they grow and how that gives back to the community and then how we can incorporate it into the feast, which has been super rewarding.
So Tristan, let me ask you the same question then. What do you think has been the biggest thing you have learned through this project this year?
I think this project has really kind of taught us a lot about collaboration as a class and, you know, really building up our skills of communication and working together to really put every facet of this feast together, you know, from planning the menu and the theme, decoration, finance, putting on a silent auction, just all sorts of critical thinking and problem solving that's demanded by this project. And it's been a really kind of important learning experience, I think, for all of us.
Mm-hmm. And Tristan and Sarah, the students, I mean, you really do all of the work putting this together. So Sarah, can you talk about some of the things that you had to do? Because we're talking things like, I mean, things that don't sound that fun, like you had to build a spreadsheet, but you also plan menus. What are the other things that you do?
Yeah, I mean, many, many, many spreadsheets, not just one. So we split up into different groups to plan the menu. We have an appetizer, a salad, bread and drinks, an entree and a dessert group. And then aside from that, we all double up and go into committee groups that are focusing more on the like logistical or just event planning side of things. So there is a group that focuses only on logistics, which Tristan is on, and they do all of the nitty gritty planning, making sure everything is working out. There's a group focusing on food sourcing, which is finding where all of every single ingredient is and where we can get it and where to source it and when we're picking it up and when we're cooking it. There's my group, which is marketing and event education. And so we built the brochures giving people information about where their food comes from and what this event means. I'm giving a speech at the event. I contacted the Idaho Mountain Express to do an article and various publicity things, made an Instagram reel. So that sort of thing, finding sponsors. There is the silent auction group, which is a fundraiser for our school, coordinating getting all of the items to auction off, pricing them. Let's see. There's the finance and budgeting.
It goes on and on.
Yeah, it goes on and on. There's finance and budgeting, which is super important, handling all the ticket sales, keeping track of all of our receipts and expenses so we can raise the most amount of money for SVIR as possible. So it all really comes together. Of course, the decor as well, to really make it a wonderful wildflower feast. So it's been very more things than you ever would think go into it. Like,
right?
I don't know, we're kind of in good time. So it's any task that comes up that I wouldn't really think I would be doing at school, but is all really helping things come together.
So Tristan, how important was it for you and the other students to make sure that you use local farmers and food for this upcoming dinner?
I mean, that was really the most important thing for us is that we're showing how food doesn't have to be such a, you know, sort of foreign item that's produced. And it's really meant to highlight how we have a lot of the things we really need and that's really important instead of getting food from other places where we're not as familiar with their practices. And here, if we really were taking the time to learn all about it, to make better food choices for ourselves and for our future as well.
So Amy, I know that you've said that this isn't a practice. This is not a test. This is truly authentic application of real world skills. So in your opinion, does this project really help teach students critical thinking and problem solving?
I definitely think that it does. First, just to touch on the authentic assessment side of it, you know, our school really, really believes in authentic assessment. So while maybe someone might write a paper that's really only for the eyes of the teacher, and of course we do that as well here, but we always try to push student work out into the community. So that might be, you know, building an architectural scale model of a Greek building and local architects coming in to assess the work, or showing a documentary in a local theater. But this project is just so cool because literally the work is being experienced through the guests. So, I mean, if the food isn't good, it will be. But I just don't know that it gets more authentic than that. And then on the critical thinking and problem solving, I mean, if I think of just today itself, and it's only 12:30 right now on Tuesday, the amount of problem solving that these kids have been going through, whether it's how to get this spreadsheet to print or the ramekins that we rented are the wrong size for the dessert and who's going to go where, but I'm also in this cooking group. And while those are little things, they actually are like actual skills you would use in a job in the real world. Or maybe I'm working with a partner and it's super challenging. And so how do I work through that and come up with a strategy or solution of how we can move forward? Sarah wants to say something on that.
To add to that, it's really important to us as students. There is so much trust with this project. It's not like, oh, you can really like mess it up or you like can kind of get off with doing subpar work, turn it in and be done with it. Like you really have to show up for each other as students, as a community, and to really pull it off. And there's so much trust put into us by the schools and our teacher that comes with the responsibility. And I think that we're all motivated to make this feast and almost every project that we do the best it can be because of that. And it really fosters these great relationships with our community, both in school and in the greater context of this area.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, do you think that these skills will translate for you outside of school into the real world after graduation?
I mean, the cool thing about it is that they already are. I'm learning so much about myself and my learning style. I'm learning how to communicate with people from anywhere and organize things, get things that need to happen finished. I'm learning time management skills. I'm learning really great communication skills. I'm learning cooking skills. So all these things already serve me well in my life and help me really ask deeper questions about like the world I live in. So not only can I do stuff, but I get to choose where I go with it and really feel great about all the choices I make from now on and into the future.
And Tristan, same question for you. Do you see these skills translating into the real world for you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just as an example, with communication outside of this project, it's been really great. It's really a great way to learn how to communicate with other people when you're not on the same page, and it can get really frustrating. And I think learning to really kind of get through this frustration and be able to take a step back and to kind of look at everything with a more kind of calm perspective can help you really approach the way you interact with yourself and other people and the project. And I think just that in itself is a skill that will help me in any interaction in everyday life. It has to this point. So, yeah.
So Amy, before we wrap up, tell us again when the feast is and where the proceeds go.
So the feast is this Thursday night at 6 p.m. at May 16th here at the Sage School. We actually sold our tickets out, 120 tickets in 48 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Which is amazing. And that was the fastest we've ever sold all of our tickets. But the proceeds from all the ticket sales will go to the Sun Valley Institute for Resilience. And then the students actually specifically asked to tag those funds for a project that they have called the Impact Idaho Fund. You can easily find that information on their website. And that project and the organization just aligns so well with the curriculum and everything we're going for here at the Sage School. And so I was really proud that the students chose them this year.
I want to thank all three of you for taking time to talk with us today. We've been speaking with Sage School teacher Amy Morrison and two students there, Tristan Bulwa and Sarah Leidecker, about their final exam called The Feast, which will be held Thursday at the Sage School in Haley. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.